Broadcasting live from the Harvey C. Jacobs Memorial Control Room in the heart of New Mexico State University, it's KRWG's Voice of the Public on 90.7 FM and KRWG.org.
It's tamale season. Let's learn how to make delicious tamales this holiday season on KRWG's Tamale Confidential on Voice of the Public on 90.7 FM and KRWG.org. Our guest is tamale expert and aficionado Juan Morales, president of the Santa Fe Grill. He'll share his grandmother's tamale recipe and tips for making great tamales.
Call in right now at 575-646-2212 or join us on our social media desk to ask your questions or comment for Voice of the Public. Voice of the Public is live after the news.
It's tamale season. Hi, I'm Edmundo Resendez, your host today on KRWG's Tamale Confidential on Voice of the Public. Join us today as we take a break from all the political talk and news to discuss an issue that is near and dear to our hearts this holiday season in New Mexico, tamales. Juan Morales is president of the Santa Fe Grill and the Santa Fe Grill Catering. He is here to discuss the art of making and, most important, eating delicious tamales. He'll share his abuela's tamale recipe. How many dozen tamales will you be buying this holiday season? How many pounds of masa will you be making? How do you avoid undercooking your tamales or even overcooking? The Tamale Confidential on 90.7 FM and KRWG.org is brought to you by Lowe's Supermarkets, full-service grocery stores providing grocery needs for the entire family. Located at 2180 North Main Street at the corner of Main and Madrid, and 1410 East Missouri Avenue in Solano Square. We are live streaming the show on KRWG's Facebook page, so you can see our tamale experts make tamales live. Call in at 575-646-2212, 575-646-2212, or join us on our social media desk where Anthony Moreno is taking your questions and comments. All calls and social media questions and comments will be entered into a drawing to win a $50 gift card from Lowe's Pay and Save and Fiesta Foods so you can buy your tamale supplies. We also will have two drawings to win a $25 gift card to the Santa Fe Grill so they can make your tamales. Get the fuzz out of the way and let's get things going. Juan Morales, I am so excited. You and I started talking about this show over the summer because I love tamale season.
Well, you know, Edmundo, us at Santa Fe Grill, me personally, we're tamales aficionados, and we love making tamales. You know, this is a recipe that were passed down from generation, from Grandma Lupita, Grandma Juanita, you know, and we just take pride in what we do. You know, the tamaliza, the tamalada that goes on all year round. They gather us around the table, around the counter at our grandma's house, and, you know, start whipping up all those delicious tamales. This year, of course, we have Miss Marta Dorada right here whipping up some.
Okay, so cool. Introduce your guest. Your special VIP guest.
Absolutely. This is Ms. Marta Dorado. She is our catering and production manager with Santa Fe Grill. And this is Cynthia Morales to the far right, my lovely wife, who is a tamale aficionada herself. And she is a matriarch in the making, in the art of tamales.
Okay, so let's go a little bit over the history of tamales. We know that tamales are pre-Columbian, before Columbus set foot in the Americas. Aztecs, Mayans, and Incas were making tamales.
Absolutely. This fine morsel, you know, these indigenous peoples created these about over 7,000 years ago. And what they would do to stuff them before the women would make them for the men before they went out to battle.
That's right.
They would use stuff like, say, eel, frogs, shrimp, anything they could get a hold of in the jungle area, in the South Mexico, Central Mexico, in that part of town, the tropical area of Mexico. And that's what they did. They would steam them. They would dig holes and they would steam them with coals. And, you know, it was a hearty meal. It cooked well. It traveled well. So they had energy to go out and do their battles, whatever they had to do, go from town to town, village to village.
And we know that for the Aztecs in particular, and the Mayans and the Incas, corn was a gift from the gods.
Absolutely. So the The corn, yes, indeed. And the corn, it is a wonderful, wonderful item that we have here. Marta Dorado right here, she makes the masa from scratch, from the maseca herself, from the ground.
Okay, corn. This year, unlike last year, talk to me about what you did differently this year, because you are did not buy prepared masa. You are actually making it from scratch.
Yes, we are. And the reason I always buy it prepared, you know, to support the local business people here in the community, Roberto's, El Indio.
I buy from El Indio.
La Cocina. They're great people. They make a great product. But you know what? I said, you know, let's kick it back a notch. Last year's show, we talked about the rich heritage of tamale making. And then my grandma, Lupita, called me on it. How come you're not making it from scratch? So I said, you know what? We're going to make it from scratch. So yes, indeed, we get the maseca. And what we do with it, of course, we add our TLC to it. We add manteca to it. We add salt to it. And, you know, we just do a little splash of some red chili sauce in there to smooth it out, condition it, and before we spread it with our delicious tasting red chili pork meat.
Okay, Juan, let's talk about the recipe for making masa. What is the secret to making sure the masa is not too runny and not too greasy?
Okay, well, this is a trick. You know, normally I measure everything. You know, coming from a culinary background, I measure everything. And, of course, a pinch of this, pinch of that goes, you know, the way our grandmas and moms do it.
I've asked my mom for the her tamale recipe, and she says, Mijo, I just make them. I don't follow any rules.
Exactly. That's the way my mother and my grandma do it. But, you know, I do follow recipes indeed. So what we do with it, we get the raw product, the raw masa, maseca, and then we add warm water to it. We add some manteca, some rendered pork fat in there, and we throw a little bit of massage it in there. You play with it, smooth it out to your consistency, because remember, a lot of people have their recipes, a lot of folks make it different ways, but you know, masa and tamales is like rock and roll. Everybody has their own tune, but this is Santa Fe Grill's tune.
575-646-2212. 575-646-2212. You can also join us on our social media desk, where Anthony Moreno is taking social media questions from Facebook and Twitter. And you can also, every question or comment on Facebook and Twitter and phone calls will be entered into a drawing to win a $25 gift card to Lowe's Pay and Save Supermarkets and a $25 gift card. We have two $25 gift cards to the Santa Fe Grill, so you don't have to make the tamales. You can just have Santa Fe Grill do them. Now, you've been making tamales. You started out on December 1st, making them up at the Missouri location. What is the secret to Santa Fe Grill tamales?
The secret to Santa Fe Grill tamales is very simple. We take pride in everything that we do. We make everything fresh, hot, and fast, and we're always having an abundance of tamales. We never run out. This year, we are introducing sweet tamales as well in Mundo.
Okay, we're going to talk about sweet tamales in just a bit. Let's talk about different ways the Aztecs and the Incas stuffed their tamales with frogs, with eels, and different game that they had in their region. Modern-day people stuff their tamales with pork. We did a survey on KRWG's Facebook page asking people what they prefer to stuff their tamales with, and we had an overwhelming response of pork.
That is correct. You know, pork with a delicious sun-dried red chili, you know, make to your recipe, it is just fabulous. You know, that's one of my personal favorites. My second favorite is the green chili cheese.
Green chili cheese. Now, green chili cheese, let's talk about what goes into green chili cheese. It's pretty much, what kind of cheese do you prefer to use?
Well, what does Juan say at San Fe Grill? Cheddar always makes it better.
So you prefer cheddar, because I prefer the Mexican cheese.
Oh, yeah, the asadero.
Asadero cheese.
Asadero works good. You know what? Martha made some, and she used pepper jack cheese, and that went very well.
Pepper jack.
Pepper jack. I've also used Velveeta, because it has Colby Swiss and cheddar blended all together.
Velveeta.
Velveeta.
How'd that turn out? I mean, what's the flavor on it like?
The flavor is fabulous, because remember, the flavor is in the masa. That's where the flavor's at. You get your delicious fire-roasted green chili. You saute with a little bit of onion and garlic, salt to taste, and then you just throw your shredded cheese in there, make it like a nice chile con queso spread, and just spread like the way you would do the red chili pork meat.
Okay, let's talk about spreading of the masa. There are some gadgets out there that people use to spread the masa. I've seen them on Facebook, and I've seen them on YouTube, and they seem to work very well. But Marta is using the old traditional method of spreading it with a spoon.
That is correct. Marta, you know, she is fabulous at what she does. She uses a spoon, and then she gets a fork to, you know, just dab a little bit of carne.
Okay.
That'll be a little carne in there. And the product is just fabulous. You know, there are some gadgets. They're kind of like spatulas, like what the bakers would use to cut the cinnamon rolls. And those work really good. Now, those guys, when they do those, they're mass producing. They are mass producing, and they are whipping up like hundreds of tamales per hour. Marta's one of those, and my lovely wife Cynthia is her sidekick.
But here's the thing. Here's why I'm not in favor of those gadgets. By the way, you're listening to KRWG's Tamale Confidential on 90.7 FM and KRWG.org. I'm Edmundo Resendez, your host for KRWG's Tamale Confidential. My guest is Juan Morales, president of the Santa Fe Grill, and today we are discussing everything that comes with those bundles of joy, also known as tamales. It is tamale season. You can join in on the conversation at 646-2212, 575-646-2212. All calls and social media questions will be entered into a drawing to win a $50 gift card from Lowe's Pay and Save, and also a $25 gift card to the Santa Fe Grill. They can make your tamales. What I was saying is, the reason I'm not in favor of those gadgets is, to me, making tamales is about a tamalada, an old-fashioned tamalada, where we gather family to come together, to have a conversation, put away the smartphones, put away all the media, and just sit down and talk and catch up on life, catch up on family. And that's, I prefer using the spoon.
Oh, absolutely. Me too. That's the way we do it here. As you can see, Ms. Martha is doing it just like that old-fashioned way. That's where we do it. The people that do those gadgets, obviously they're in business, so they need to produce as many as they
absolutely
can per the hour, you know, so they can get all their money's worth from their employees. But, like, you know, Martha's family, that's the way we treat all our employees here at Santa Fe Grill, and she does a wonderful job. Of course, Cynthia, she does a wonderful job. You know, we stay up until wee hours of the morning making tamales. You know, we have so many orders. And don't forget, you could call in your orders at the Santa Fe Grill hotline at 621-4730 to place your orders for tamales.
How many dozen tamales will you be buying this holiday season? Last year, I only bought tamales. I didn't make tamales last year. It was the first year I skipped in a long time. But this year, I am gathering my daughter, who happens to be a vegetarian, and she's gathering her friends, and they're going to come over to the house. They happen to be vegetarians, and we're making vegetarian tamales this year. So let's talk about vegetarian tamales. Here's what I prefer to stuff my vegetarian tamales with. I like not necessarily refried beans using the traditional refried bean method of using lard in it, but using vegetable shortening, adding some spices like chile color, chili powder,
yes,
adding some cumin, lots of garlic,
mm-hmm,
and cooking them up until they are almost dry, and then stuffing the tamales with. What's your preferred vegetarian method, Juan?
Well, you know, that's a very unique method you have right there, Edmundo. And for my vegetarian tamales, yes, we have made some with beans. And, like, we do the masa. We also condition it with olive oil, Edmundo, okay?
Olive oil?
Olive oil.
Now, that I have not done.
Yes, it gives it a great mixture in there, great consistency. They come out nice and creamy, and that's a great method. You could also use, like I said, you know, the shortening, the Crisco, something that's, not butter, you know, vegetarian, you know, like margarine that's made out of vegetable oil. That's really good stuff right there. And, you know, what we do, we make the masa, and then I also make them out of zucchini, okay? Calabacitas.
Calabacitas, okay. That's fresh squash.
Fresh squash. But what we do, we saute our zucchini, our summer squash with peppers, onions, a little bit of tomato sauce in there. Make a good calabacita, hearty little stew right there. We get a slotted spoon, and then we just spread them. Last year, we did some of those. We talked about them on the show last year. We did some of those, and they went like wildfire.
575-646-2212. 575-646-2212. If you have a question for Juan Morales, today we are talking about tamales. It's KRWG's Tamale Confidential. Will you be having a tamalada? How many pounds of masa will you be making? What's your favorite stuffing for tamales? Pork, beef, chicken, turkey, green chili and cheese, or vegetarian? Give us a call. Join in on the conversation. Let us call go to Ann, who has been patiently standing by. Ann, welcome to KRWG's Tamale Confidential.
Yes, I had a question about your red pork tamales. Do you use barbacoa meat, or do you use a different part because I would not be interested in the barbacoa, which I know a lot of people use.
Well, what we use, it's called the type of pork that we use with the cut, it's called pork cushion. And it is a lean muscle. It comes from like about from the pork picnic area, the shoulder.
Okay.
And you can find that at Lowe's Pay and Save. You can pretty much find them at any supermarket.
Oh, absolutely. Lowe's Pay and Save, Fiesta Foods, Lowe's. Yes, absolutely. What's good to use, a picnic, Bussin' Butt Roast, that's really good right there. Yes, there is some folks out there that do the old school way where they use a boar's head. And I do that only for special requests.
Oh, good.
So what kind of meat are you going to be using, Ann?
Well, I'm going to be buying them from your guest.
Oh, so you're not going to make them this year?
Oh, no.
No, okay. It's a lot of work. Okay, Ann, thank you for joining us on KRWG's Tamale Confidential. 575-646-2212. 575-646-2212. You can also join us on our social media desk. Well, actually, let's go to our social media desk where Anthony Moreno has been standing by. Anthony, welcome to KRWG's Tamale Confidential.
Hi, Edmundo. Hi, Juan. We have some comments real quick. Denise, first of all, comments on our Facebook page where we're streaming live. She says that, you know, tamales are a must for gathering the family, for family gatherings. And she says that she uses green chili and cheese for filling her tamales. Also, just a couple of quick comments. Keegan says that tamales are the best, and Claudia says that tamales are her favorite, and Courtney. And, of course, we do have a question from Annie, who asks the question, what do you recommend as a tamale filling for our vegetarian guests this holiday season?
Oh, that ever-popular vegetarian. So let's go with vegetarian, Juan.
Vegetarian tamales, very good. So like I said, a great green chili cheese, the calabacita, the zucchini squash medley in there. It's wonderful. Like what Edmundo likes to do, beans, that makes a great feel. And that's a great vegetarian tamale right there.
Okay, 575-646-2212. 575-646-2212. All calls and social media questions will be entered into a drawing for a $50 gift card to Lowe's Pay and Save, and also a $25 gift card to the Santa Fe Grill. Let us go to Tricia. Tricia, welcome to KRWG's Tamale Confidential.
Hi. I'm excited to hear the program, but I want to suggest, and I say this with all possible respect, Slow down.
I'm just so excited.
You guys are getting so excited.
We are so passionate around about it.
I know, but there's a lot of people who have been thinking, I want to hear this so that I can really learn about making tamales. Remember, not everybody knows what we know if we lived here all our lives. So just, they don't know what is masa. Tell them masa.
Okay, well, let us define masa. Where does masa come from?
Masa comes from corn. It's corn flour.
Corn flour.
And
my friend is here with me. She said, well, do you just go to the store and say, give me masa? And I said, well, actually, yeah.
Well, one of the things, Tricia, is that maseca is gluten-free.
That is correct.
Yes, that's correct, because it's corn. It's not wheat. That's right.
Okay. So did you have a question?
I love these college shows. Thank you so much, guys. Have a good day.
All right. Thank you, Tricia.
Tell you that.
All right. 575-646-2212. 575-646-2212. We're going to slow it down.
Yes.
Slow it down because, you know, Juan, we just get carried away and we're just...
We get excited. We're tamale aficionados.
And we love it. Let us go to Mary. Mary, welcome to KRWG's Tamale Confidential.
Hello there. How are you doing?
We're doing great. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I have a question about when you have two small corn husks and you try to use them both to roll it up.
Very good.
Stick together very well. Is there a secret to it?
Yes, there is a secret. So what you want to do, you want to overlap it, and just right there at the crease where they would connect, just put a thin layer, and then from there work your way out.
Okay.
And that will do the trick.
Because I want to make bigger tamales, but it's hard to do with small corn husks.
Well, if you call 575-621-4730, I could fix you up with corn husk on steroids.
That would be fantastic.
Give me a call on the hotline, okay?
Will do.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. Mary, 575-646-2212. 575-646-2212. Do you like sweet tamales? Is making tamales a tradition in your family? If so, what kind of tamales are you planning on making? Give us a call. Join in on the conversation. Let us go to Charlie. Charlie, welcome to KRWG's Tamale Confidential.
Hello. Hello. I just was calling. I never tried using blue corn masa, and I didn't know if there should be some special consideration if you're going to use that as your base.
Not at all, because it is blue corn masa. It is corn, and you would condition it the same. You would cook it the same, because it has the same components, the same ingredients, everything. It's just
the color.
It's just the color.
All right.
And some people prefer, it's a northern New Mexico tradition, because I was up in Santa Fe and I ordered enchiladas and I saw something blue. And I'm like, what? Why is this blue?
Yeah, blue corn. Yes, blue indeed. Corn?
All right, thank you, Charlie.
I think it has a particularly good taste, so yes, that's why I like it.
Are you going to be making tamales this year, Charlie?
This will be the first time I do it, yes.
Okay, what recipe are you going to be following?
I'm afraid I'm just going to have to wing it and listen to you guys.
Okay, you can stop by the Santa Fe Grill, or you can stop by the KRWG offices. We have a recipe. We also have it posted on our Facebook page, and it is Juan Morales' grandmother's tamale recipe.
Oh, all right.
And you can check it out. It's on our Facebook page. And we will also be posting it after the show on the KRWG website, on krwg.org, so you can check out how to make tamales.
All right. Thank you,
Charlie. 575-646-2212. 575-646-2212. Let's go to Gigi. Gigi, welcome to KRWG's Tamale Confidential.
Good afternoon. Listen, I was wondering if there is such a thing as a dessert tamale, and if so, what would you guys recommend putting in there?
All right, here we go. This is the moment we've been waiting for all year long. It was a popular question last year. We did not have a recipe, but this year we've got a recipe.
All right.
I did have a recipe, but we didn't produce any last year. But this year we did.
Okay.
So basically, you would start off with your same maseca.
Okay.
You would add your, you know, it depends if you like to use the manteca, the lard, or you can use a Crisco. And what you would do to that, you would add part sugar, a little bit of salt, and then this is what really, really is a kicker to it. Shredded coconut, feather shredded coconut, raisins, dash of cinnamon, and some peanuts. Yes, indeed.
Peanuts.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
I love coconut.
Yes, indeed. And we actually have some right here that Martha's going to spread here shortly. And all the ingredients are in there. And all you do, you spread it, you wrap them the same, you steam them the same. They come out awesome. And it is a sweet morsel dessert.
Okay, so again, recap. You've got peanuts. You've got coconut, shredded coconut. What kind of coconut?
A shredded coconut.
Okay.
And you also have raisins and peanuts in there, and sugar.
Do you use brown sugar or do you use regular sugar?
Regular sugar. You could use the brown sugar if you like. It's your preference. But I use CNH, cane sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like I say, the raisins, California raisin. Peanuts.
One, out of curiosity, does it take the same amount of time to steam them?
Yes, it does. Remember, the timing it depends on the pot that you have also.
Okay.
It also depends on the pot. But normally it takes about an hour and a half to an hour and 45. And they cook really well. And the trick is what we do when, you know, I use a timer. Of course, Martha and my lovely wife, they don't use a timer. They just go by judgment. And I take them off after an hour and hour and a half, hour and 45. I take one out and let it sit for a couple of minutes. And I just pull on the corn husk. And if it separates completely, it is done. If not, you put it back on the pot and let it cook for another 10, 15 minutes.
Okay. Gigi, have you tried making regular tamales in the past?
Not by myself, but only with other people at matzo making parties, if you will. So this would be the first time I'd be trying to do something a little bit different. But I wanted to ask one clarification. The coconut is going to go in the matzo?
Yes. Everything goes into the masa. Everything goes into the
matzo. It's all mixed together.
It's all mixed together.
It's not stuffed.
No, it's not stuffed. All of it goes in together, the shredded coconut, the raisins.
By the way, if you are on our Facebook page right now and watching this, you can see Martha. She is spreading it. Martha, why don't you show the camera over here the masa. As you can see, for those of you that are watching it on our Facebook Live, Mm-hmm. Everything is mixed together. It's not stuffed.
Oh, okay, so it's not like stuffed. Okay,
it's not stuffed.
That's what I needed to be sure about. Okay, wonderful.
Okay, Gigi, thank you very much, and good luck.
Okay.
Give us a call and let us know how it goes.
Hey, are you going to make some of these to sell at the grill?
Yes, I'll have some this afternoon. We have some steaming as we speak.
Oh.
What location?
Maybe I'll have to come and get some to see how they taste so I know what to copy.
Oh, you're going
to
love them. You can pick them up at 2240 East Missouri inside the Pigwick and Santa Fe Grill, or you call me on the hotline, 575-621-4730.
All righty.
All right, thank you, Gigi.
Thank you guys very much.
All right, Juan. Here's something that comes up every time I make tamales as part of a tamalada. I sit down the folks that are going to do the spreading, because I do like an assembly line.
Yes.
I've got the spreaders, then I've got the people that stuff them and fold them. There are two sides to a corn husk. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Talk to me about the different sides, and caller wanted to know what side the masa goes on.
Well, me preferably... If you guys are watching us on Facebook, this is the inner part of the hoja. As you could tell, it folds in.
It folds on its own on your palm.
Yes, it folds on the palm. That's the side that I would do it on. It's a smoother
side. It's the smoother side. It's not the rough side.
No, it's not the rough side. Granted, the rough side will work as well, but as you could see, it folds into it because, remember, this husk came wrapped around a corn. So it has this natural formation. So that's what we would do. And this is a set that I prefer to use.
Okay, where do you get your tamale husks from? And what is the secret to making them soft?
Well, the secret making them soft is you soak them in hot water.
Hot water?
Hot water. A lot of folks used to use using a big stock pot. Some folks like using a cooler.
What I do is I get the corn husks, and I buy them clean already. They don't have the corn hair in them already. And what I do is I get them out of the bag, I dump them all into a cooler, and then I just spray them with hot water, and I close the cooler for 15 minutes, and voila.
There you go. Voila. Nice condition, soft, easy to work with corn husk.
Okay. Now, is there, again, I don't like making big tamales. My tamales are pretty, what I consider to be medium-sized to small.
Yes.
So I trim my husk, and I set those pieces aside, and what I do is with those leftover pieces, I put them on top of the tamales on the pot so it can cause more steam.
Absolutely. That's the same tradition that we use in Mundo, because that's a good barrier, good heat barrier to keep the steam inside the pot, and it assures that the tamale is going to get nicely steamed and it's going to cook all the way through.
575-646-2212. 575-646-2212. Join in on the conversation on KRWG's Tamale Confidential. Juan Morales is our guest. He is president of the Santa Fe Grill and Santa Fe Grill Catering. I'm Edmundo Resendez, your host on KRWG's Tamale Confidential. You can join in on the conversation. You can also join us on social media, where we are taking your questions and your comments, and all social media questions and comments and phone calls will be entered into a drawing to win a $25 gift card to the Santa Fe Grill or a $50 gift card to Lowe's Supermarket so you can buy your supplies to make tamales. Juan, let us talk about the basic supplies. What do we need to do when we go, what's on our shopping list when we go to buy the supplies?
Your favorite tamal filling, if you want to use pork, you want to use chicken, cheese and chili, that's very important. Then you want to get your maseca, your ready-made tamal mix.
Okay.
And the most important thing, the corn husk.
The corn husk. Okay, let's talk about red chili. What kind of red chili are you using this year?
Sandia Select.
Sandia Select. Okay. Where do you get Sandia Select, and what is the advantage to using Sandia Select?
Well, Sandia Select is a chili that's harvested here in the Mesilla Valley and Hatch Valley, and it has a great bite to it. You know, here at Santa Fe Grill, we use nothing but sun-dried red chili, and Sandia is an awesome chili. Select has a bigger kick to it, so it has a more of a hotter bite to it.
Okay. Juan, are there any other... If somebody were to be allergic to corn, are there any other alternatives to making tamales?
Yeah.
I've never heard of it.
You know what? I would call it a sopalpilla.
Sopapilla?
Made out of flour.
Yeah, made out of flour, in which case it's deep fried. Okay. All right, let us go to our social media desk where Anthony Moreno is standing by. Anthony, welcome to KRWE's Tamale Confidential. Okay, Anthony Moreno. There he goes.
Me. All right. Now, we do have some comments. First of all, we did have some questions about if someone was allergic to corn. They wanted to know if there is another grain that can be substituted either with or without gluten. Also, we did have some questions about sweet tamales. And we had Maria, who actually said that she likes to make her sweet tamales by adding raisins, sugar, and another anise to the masa. Yeah.
Okay. Now, one of the years that I made sweet tamales, we used pine nuts.
Yes, pine nuts were great.
Instead of peanuts.
Yes. And also, a little dash of ground cinnamon in there works really well as also.
A dash. I don't believe in a dash. I believe in putting as much cinnamon in there as possible. Okay. Thank you. Thank you there, Anthony. 575-646-2212. 575-646-2212. Join in on the conversation on KRWG's Tamale Confidential. Let us go to Jerry, who has been standing by. Jerry, welcome to KRWG's Tamale Confidential.
Yes, how are you guys doing this afternoon?
We are doing great. What's on your mind?
You know, when you put your tamales in the pot, can you put it multiple layers of tamales? Can you stack them?
Absolutely, but I'm going to show you guys here shortly. I would wish you would go to the Facebook page because I'm going to unveil the pot of tamales the way we stack them up. And I know exactly what you're talking about. You could multi-stack them. It works good, but the way we do it, we kind of stand them right side up, and we kind of go around the pot and fill them in. But you could that method works as well. It's just your preference, and it works really well.
Okay, I've seen them where they've made and you put like six together and you tie them in a little bundle and then you stack them that way.
Yes, I've seen that method also as well.
The method my mom uses is pretty much the same method you use, Juan, which is you stand them up and you put them almost like in a teepee form.
That is correct.
And you just go all the way to the top. And you leave a little bit of room.
I made them myself, and this year I want to make some.
Where are you getting your tamale recipe from? What kind of recipe are you going to be following?
Just off different ones from Facebook.
Okay. And what are you going to be stuffing your tamales with this year?
The pork. And I also want to make some of the ones with the chili and cheese.
There you go. There you go.
There you go.
Red and green. It's Christmas.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, Jerry, thank you very much for joining us on KRWG's Tamale Confidential.
Thank you.
575-646-2212. 575-646-2212. If you want to join in on the conversation, we are having a drawing at the end of the show for a $50 gift card to Lowe's Pay and Save and Fiesta Foods located on Solano and also on North Main, where you can buy your tamale ingredients. Or you can also win a $25 gift card to the Santa Fe Grill, where you can just order your tamales and they'll have your tamales ready for you this year. And you don't have to worry about, you know, making the tamales. You can just tell your friends that you made them.
Stressless. Let the good guys from Santa Fe Grill take care of your tamale needs.
Okay.
Call me on the hotline, 575-621-4730.
575-646-2212 is the number to call in and join in on the conversation. By the way, we are live streaming on KRWG's Facebook page, where we are preparing tamales. I believe Marta is making the sweet tamales right now.
She is making sweet tamales right now. She's almost done with them, and they're going to be scrumptious. Like I say, we have a huge pot going on right now at 2040 Missouri Avenue, and they'll be available here in the next 10 minutes.
Okay, last night I went out to a restaurant. Not going to name the restaurant. It was a good restaurant. And I ordered a tamale. And by the way, tamal is the Spanish word for tamale, which is the English translation. So you can't go wrong with tamal or tamale. But my mom would slap me across the head and say, Mundo, es tamal, no tamale. But you know, we're doing an English language show, so we're saying tamale.
Exactly. We call it tamalada. My uncles in California call it tamaliza.
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 I've never heard that.
Let's do a tamaliza, mijo. You got to come down and make a tamaliza with us. We see your show.
A tamaliza sounds like something my mom would hit me with.
Exactly.
Okay. Tamaliza. There you go. That's another way to say it. I had it bañada style. Last night, with covered in red chili.
Yes, yes, smothered with red chili. Yes, that's a, you know, it, like I say, it depends on the eatery that you go to, the restaurant you go to, the way they prepare theirs. You know, like I say, you know, everybody has their own tune, and this is Santa Fe Girl's tune.
Okay, let's talk about sides, Juan. What do you recommend for sides? My family, instead of sour cream, you know what they would use? Mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise, yes.
They would eat their tamales with mayonnaise, and I'd be like, are you kidding me? But, you know, they enjoyed mayonnaise. I'm like, my family is all about sour cream.
Yeah, one of my brothers, he's a mayonnaise fanatic, and he puts mayonnaise on everything. So him and his wife both, so they make a great couple. And they like the mayonnaise. Me, myself, you know, I like them in the morning. Like I like them midday. I like them at an evening snack, any time of the day. I like beans. I like pinto beans, refried beans.
Okay, so let's talk about making some sides. So let's talk about salsa. What kind of salsa do you recommend with tamales?
Well, I like a fire roasted jalapeno salsa.
Fire roasted
jalapeno, because I just something about that ambiance that it creates, that aroma in the air when you fire roast those jalapenos, and then you puree them with a hint of garlic, a little bit of onion, then a dash of salt to taste, and that goes really well for me. I also like a red salsa. So the red salsa that I use, I use a chile de árbol. It's like a piquin. And what I do with that, I roast it on a skillet, and then I add some tomato puree, a little bit of water, of course some garlic, dash of oregano, dash of cumin, water, puree that, and you have a nice little dipping sauce. But, you know, it's a little spicy, though.
Now, there is a local restaurant in the Las Cruces area. It's a chain restaurant. And the way they're offering their tamales is a method that I discovered while I lived in Illinois. And they are offering their tamales, and it's winter schnitzel. They're offering their tamales with chili.
Yes, they are.
Texas chili.
Texas chili.
Have you heard about that?
Yes, I actually seen them. One of my daughters, you know, she goes to Cruces High, and she took some of look what we have. And they actually look pretty good.
With chili.
With chili. Texas chili.
Okay. I like, well, here's the way we make them in our house is we prepare a red salsa, a tomatillo salsa, yes, which is using tomatillos with fresh jalapenos, mm-hmm, and it's green. And I also like making guacamole. My family would not have tamales without fresh guacamole.
Yes, guacamole goes good. You know, I prefer the guacamole with the green ones or the veggie tamales. And I like to smother them with the red. You know, I also make a extra red chili sauce, the red chili pork meat, and I also use that to smother them. That works really good, too.
Okay. 575-646-2212. 575-646-2212. If you want to join in on the conversation, how many tamales will you be making this year? Do you have any fond memories of making tamales with your family? With your grandma. I was just watching a movie called Coco over the weekend, and tamales played an integral role in the movie. They showed the family sitting around eating tamales as part of Dia de los Muertos. So, when do you eat tamales? Do you eat them around the holiday season, around Christmas time? Do you eat them around Dia de los Muertos? When do you eat your tamales? Join in on the conversation, 575-646-2212, 575-646-2212. You can also join us on our social media desk, where Anthony Moreno is standing by. He is ready to hear from you as well. All calls and social media questions will be entered into a drawing to win a $50 gift card to Lowe's Pay and Save and Fiesta Foods, located on North Main, also on Solano Square. You also have a $25 gift card to the Santa Fe Grill, so they can make the tamales for you. Now, let's go back to the steaming of the tamales. In your recipe, you actually use the pork fat as part of the steam, to make the steam.
That is correct, because what it does in Mundo, you know, there's natural fat in there, natural jus in there, and it creates a nice, flavorful steam in there. The tamales come out nice and creamy, nice and flavorful, not dry, but that has that right moisture.
About how much water do you put? How big is this pot that you have in front of you?
This pot right here, it is a 44-quart pot. And right here, we use about half a gallon of water to steam them.
Half a gallon of water.
Take that back. 2 quarts of water, 2 quarts of the natural broth.
The natural broth. Okay. Yes. So you recommend using natural broth. It adds some flavor to the overall.
It makes the tamale a little bit more moist because, like I said, there's natural.
And you can't go wrong in drying out your tamales.
Yes.
All right. 575-646-2212. 575-2212. Let us go to Virginia, who is standing by. Virginia, welcome to KRWG's Tamale Confidential.
Thank you. I'm happy to be online with you. I have a couple of stories about tamale making from my family. My mother's family was from Globe, Arizona, and I have my grandmother and great-grandmother's recipe that we make. But what we've started doing, since we have so many Anglos in our Mexican family, is that in the summer, my older sister holds tamale boot camp for the young girls.
Tamale boot camp.
I like that.
The nieces come in the summer, and together we make tamales. And by the way, our filling is always you cook a pork roast and you cook a beef roast till they're tender, and you shred them up and mix them together. So we use both pork and beef in ours.
So when your family gathers for this boot camp, who is involved in it? Do you have the grandparents? Do you have the aunts and uncles? Yeah, do you have the kids?
Whoever can get there, and we usually do it in Phoenix, around Phoenix. And we get the older ones who are too old to do the hard work sitting there telling all the young ones how to do it. And they are in heaven.
Great. And so have you made any attempts to make sweet tamales?
My mother always made both. And I never cared for the sweet ones, nor did my siblings. We much prefer the regular tamale. I always remember my mother, in addition to the meat, she would put a black olive right in the bottom of the tamale.
Black olive.
That's more of a Sinaloa style, Sonora style. They stuff them with olives.
Yes, my mother's family was from Sonora. And exactly. They're not hot. Not spicy. She didn't like spicy Mexican food, real spicy. But it's just she was a terrific cook, and everything made by hand, fresh tortillas at night off the griddle for you, Nothing like it, and those days are gone.
Virginia, how many pounds of tamales will you be making this year? How many dozens?
Well, this year we're by ourselves. Our family's all spread out. They come every other year, so I'm not making any.
Oh, you're not making any? So you're going to go out and buy some?
I'll probably get some, and they won't be as good, I'm sure. But anyhow, it's a fun family tradition, and we do it right. I mean, when we do it right. I can remember parties in Arizona where we would rent a hall, and we'd have the family come, and you didn't pay, but you had to pay at the door by bringing 2 dozen tamales. And each family brought 2 dozen tamales, and man, that was a feast.
That's a good tamalada. Give us a try, Virginia. Stop by 2240 Missouri Avenue and pick up a dozen tamales. See what you think.
I will do it. Thank you,
Virginia.
And Feliz Navidad a todos.
Well, Feliz Navidad to you too as well. 575-646-2212. 575-646-2212. Let us go to Mark, who's got a question. Mark, welcome to KRWG's Tamale Confidential.
Hey, guys, what's up?
What's going on, sir? What's on your mind?
I just want to know how much meat is too much meat to stuff a tamale.
Is there such a thing as too much meat?
Never. There's never too much
meat. Now, there is such a thing as too much masa.
Yes, and they'll come out very doughy, very, very big. But you know what? There's also some huge oversized leaves out there known as banana leaves that you could use if you want to make a jumbo-sized tamal. And they just take a little bit longer to steam. And then on those, you really do need to tie them because they'll unravel in the pot.
All right, Mark, did you have anything else on your mind?
Yeah, I was just wondering. I had a suggestion from a comrade here with me. He says anything left over, say like the next morning, just keep them in the husk, sort of warm them up in the microwave, and then put them on a hot plate or a griddle and, you know, get the ends crispy and that. And he says it puts out a real good flavor.
It sure does. You know what? That's the way my grandma used to do it before microwaves were around. She used to get the big old griddle. After she would make some pancakes in the morning and leave it hot, and then she would put the tamales with the corn husk on, and they would give it that golden, it's crispy.
Almost has a smoky flavor.
Yes, a smoky flavor.
Because the corn husk toasted.
Got a little toasted. As a matter of fact, we made some, and we have some at Missouri, but we are using those for us. We don't want our customers to think that we burned them. But me and Martha made some for ourselves because it reminded us of our grandma, the way she would put them. And, of course, you know, at San Fe Grills, we have big, giant griddles, and we just throw them on there. You get that same texture, that same feeling.
All right. Thank you, Mark. Are you going to be making tamales this year, Mark?
No, I'll just go buy them from Juan.
There you go.
All right. Thanks, Mark. 575-646-2212. We've got about 10 minutes to go. If you want to join in on the conversation and ask your questions or comments on making tamales this holiday season, join in on the conversation at 646-2212, 575-646-2212. You can also join us on our social media desk where we are taking your questions and comments. All questions and comments on both the phone and social media will be entered into a drawing to win a $50 gift card to Lowe's Supermarkets and a $25 gift card to the Santa Fe Grill. Let us go to our social media desk where Anthony Moreno has been working the social media desk. Anthony, what are on people's minds?
Well, there's a lot of on people's minds. Some are just saying, you know, some comments like Maria, who says it wouldn't be Christmas without tamales, red and sweet. Also, we have Patricia, who says tamales bring back such amazing childhood memories. And also Davey shares with us that they are having green chili chicken and cheese tamales. And then also they add no chili for the young kids.
No chili for the young kids.
Yeah. And also Al just gives us a shout out and says NM cool.
All right. We are New Mexico True here at KRWG.
That is correct. And you know what? We also, this year, we're also making turkey with red sauce.
We talked about this when we did the Facebook Live video. And how did they turn out? How did you prepare the turkey? Talk to me about preparation of the turkey. How did you prepare the turkey?
We roasted the turkey like you would do for a Thanksgiving holiday, Christmas dinner. We roasted the turkey and we cooled it off. Shredded the turkey, deboned it, all that good stuff, and then we made a nice savory red chili sauce with red.
Oh, you did red chili.
Yeah, and green chili. Yes.
Okay.
And you know what? We sold out in one day, but we're going to be making some more of those tomorrow.
Okay. So turkey. All right. So Juan, let me ask you, what is some of the fondest memories you had growing up of gathering with your family making tamales?
Well, you know, gathering up around the table, grandma, you know, the matriarch of the whole crew, you know, get over here and come in and help me make the tamales, move this pot, you know, my grandma would actually bring the corn and we would actually take the leaves off the corn like weeks in advance. We would do that weeks in advance, prep it all up and all that good stuff. And, you know, just having the whole family over, you know, we didn't want to ride our bikes, you know. We just wanted to go in there and help grandma and grandpa make the tamales, or all our tías and tíos and cousins. It was just a ball, you know. We're, you know, growing up, you know, they would make tamales throughout all of December until Christmas Eve, even New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. It was a whole tamaliza, whole tamalada.
All right, 575-646-2212. Let's go to Eladina. Eladina, welcome to KRWG's Tamale Confidential.
Hello.
Hello, ma'am. How are you?
Okay, and yourself. I had a question. What do you do to make the masa softer?
We use lard.
Lard.
Or if you don't like the lard, you could use vegetable oil, olive oil. You could also use some broth. Broth from the...
I use the broth.
Really?
Yes, the broth that you use from the pork or the chicken that you cook, you use a broth. That's a conditioner. All that good stuff. It's all conditions the masa really, really good. And one of the reasons ours come out nice and moist because we also use the broth and water to steam them. And, you know, the broth, it has oil in there. It has natural fat in there. So it just evaporates in there, makes it really creamy. The masa really smooth and delicious.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much.
You're all welcome.
Right. Let's take one more question. Let us go to Larry. Larry, welcome to KRWG's Tamale Confidential.
Hello.
Hey, yes, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, I mean, just from your last question, I was going to say a friend of ours had a restaurant in Boulder, and on their T-shirts on the back, it said, "Praise the Lord."
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, yeah. But anyhow, I was wondering if you do any fish tamales.
Fish tamales, ooh la la.
No, I have not done fish tamales. Now, we experimented last year, me and my lovely wife, with some shrimp tamales, and they came out actually really good. And they were shrimp with garlic with red sauce. Heavy on the garlic.
Huh. Okay. I was in Alaska last summer, and we brought back a lot of salmon, you know, that we still have a lot of, and I was thinking we might try some of that.
Yeah, experiment. Hey, in the Mayans, the Aztecs, they used to stuff them with eels, with shrimp, with frogs, you know. Take it back a notch. Experiment.
Huh. Okay, well, I was thinking maybe even mix it with a little rice or something, you know.
That may work, but you may want to use like a chili compound in there, you know, to moisten it up, because it'll tend to dry up. It'll tend to dry up the salmon.
Yeah.
Yes. So what I recommend, grill the salmon to your recipe, and then either you could saute with some green chili or red chili, and then make your spread, and then just put it on the corn husks with the masa, fold it up and steam them, and voila.
Okay. Cool.
All right, Larry, good luck.
All right. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, all right, thank you to all of those that have called in and made your comments on KRWG's Tamale Confidential. Juan, what's a good, you know, for starters, what's a good, I'm only making about 10 pounds this year. What's a good recommended amount to start with, 5 pounds, 10 pounds?
I would do with 5 pounds.
5 pounds?
Yeah, and that's what I have on our recipe, what we have on our Facebook and at the Santa Fe Grill webpage, 5 pounds. And that's a good spread right there. You know, you could yield in the neighborhood of 4 or 5 dozen tamales. It just depends on how big you make them.
Okay, 5 pounds, that's a good recommendation?
That's a good recommendation.
And what about how many pounds of meat? How much meat goes into it?
I would recommend about 2.5 pounds of meat.
2.5 pounds of meat?
Yes.
And if you were just to do green chili?
Green chili, I would do about the same.
Okay. Let us congratulate the winners for KRWG's Tamale Confidential. Carol Chamberlain, who called in or who joined us on our social media desk, she won the $50 gift card to Lowe's PanSafe and Lowe's Fiesta Foods. Also, George, who won a $25 gift card to the Santa Fe Grill. George, congratulations. George Pearson. And Keegan Thomas Chapel, who joined us on our social media, and she won a $25 gift card to the Santa Fe Grill. For those of you that did not win, well, better luck next year as we'll do the third annual Tamale Confidential. To wrap things up, sweet tamales, real quickly, review. What goes into sweet tamales?
Sweet tamales, come and get them because they're gonna go quick. I already took like about 5 orders already earlier today because I was giving samples, by the way, before we came out here. So I have people coming in. Place your orders on the hotline at 575-621-4730, and we'll make you whatever your sweetheart desires.
Phyllis joined us from Greenville, Mississippi, says she loves tamales, and then one day she is moving to New Mexico. Thank you very much for joining us, Phyllis, on KRWG's Facebook page. And to those of you that already called in. So, again, what goes into sweet tamales? We got
sweet tamales. You have the maseca, which is a masa. You have raisins. You have ground cinnamon, shredded coconuts, peanuts, and a whole lot of TLC.
And they are not stuffed. They are mixed together.
They are mixed in the masa, yes.
Okay. And, again, to make the tamales be extra moist, you add the natural broth, whether it's pork broth.
Or beef broth, or chicken broth, or turkey broth.
Okay. And what else? What else do we need to talk about? We talked about sweet tamales, corn husks. You can get them pretty much at
any grocery store here in town. And if you run into a jam, call the good guys at Santa Fe Grill at 575-621-4730, and I'll fix you up.
All right. Thank you for joining us on KRWG's Tamale Confidential. I'm Edmundo Resendez. Let us go through our credits of who helped out. The Tamale Confidential on 90.7 FM and KRWG.org has been brought to you by Lowe's Supermarkets, full-service grocery stores providing grocery needs for the entire family, located at 2180 North Main Street at the corner of Main and Madrid, and 1410 East Missouri Avenue in Solano Square. Thank you for joining us on the Tamale Confidential on 90.7 FM and KRWG.org. Fred Martino is Director of Content. Jacob Lockwood is co-producer and handled the phones. Tony Porras and Cassandra Trejo handled production. Anthony Moreno worked the social media desk. Let us do the big unveil. Turn the camera to, if you are joining us on Facebook, here is the Tamale Unveil. Thank you for joining us. This is KRWG Las Cruces, KRXG Silver City.